You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the market. NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex tanked over 1% today, dragged by Infosys and other IT stocks and weak global market sentiment. Infosys was the biggest loser on both Nifty 50 and 30-share Sensex, falling 10% after disappointing Q1 results and reduced guidance. The 2% fall in the tech-heavy Nasdaq index overnight after Netflix and Tesla results missed market estimates also dragged the domestic IT index down. Sonam Srivastava, founder and CEO at Right Research, said that 1% dip in the Nifty appears to be a reaction to a combination of disappointing Q1 earnings from key companies such as Infosys, the demerger of Reliance Industries, and negative global cues, etc. Over to industry, JSW Steel on Friday posted a fiscal first quarter profit jump of 189.4% to reach Rs. 2,428 crores from Rs. 839 crores during the first quarter of FY23. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 42,213 crores, up 10.8% as against Rs. 38,086 crores during Q1 FY23. The company EBITDA stood at Rs. 7,046 crores. The total income generation during the quarter was recorded at Rs. 42,544 crores, up 11.2% in comparison to Rs. 38,275 crores in the corresponding quarter of FY23. JST Steel posted total expenditure for Q1 FY24 at Rs. 39,030 crores, up 5.6% from Rs. 36,977 crores during the first quarter of FY23. In the economy sector, Asian rice trade paused on Friday to digest the previous day's ban by India, by far the world's biggest supplier, of a major share of its exports of the staple, with prices expected to climb substantially in coming days, three traders said. India, which accounts for 40% of world rice exports on Thursday, ordered a halt to its largest rice export category to reduce domestic prices, which have climbed to multi-year highs in recent weeks as erratic weather threatens production. One Singapore-based trader at an international trading company said that they expect a minimum gain of around $50 a metric ton, and it could be $100 or even more. Meanwhile, billionaire Gautam Adani on Friday proposed to set up a green hydrogen plant in Sri Lanka, where his conglomerate is already developing a container terminal and a 500 MW wind project. Adani met visiting Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe to discuss ongoing projects and the new venture. The Adani Ports and Special Economic Zone is developing a USD 700 million container terminal at Colombo Port, which is a major transshipment hub in South Asia. The Adani Group is also developing the Viringjam Seaport project in Kerala, just 176 nautical miles from the Colombo port. The conglomerate's renewable energy firm, Adani Green Energy, is setting up two wind projects of 286 MW in Mannar and 234 MW in Punarin at an investment of USD 500 million. In the technology sector, a recent report by Slack shows that Indian organizations are leading the way towards adopting AI and automation, which is driving up their productivity. The new report titled State of Work explores the impact of AI's adoption in Indian organizations. The research showed that 75% of them use AI at work, making India a leader in the world for AI use. The study also discovered that those who utilize AI are 53% more likely to report having productivity levels that are noticeably higher than those who do not. The report claims that by automating repetitive operations, like requesting expense report approvals, AI and automation can help Indian desk professionals save an average of 3.6 hours per week. In another big update, Google is here with its new AI tool that is reportedly going to make the lives of journalists easier. Google is reportedly testing a new AI tool that is going to help one write news stories. The tech company has already started pitching the tool to publications like the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal's owner, News Corp. This new tool is codenamed Genesis. It has the capacity to take in information and generate news copies. According to reports, Google thinks the tool can act as a personal assistant for journalists. The tool is viewed by the tech giant as an example of responsible technology. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Domestic indices ended Friday's session deep in red. The NSE Nifty 50 plunged 234.15 points, or 1.17%, to 19,745. and BSE Sensex tumbled 887.64 points or 1.31% to 66,684.26. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty sank 111.70 points or 0.24% to 46,075.20. Nifty IT tanks 1,274.85 points or 4.09% to 29,871.05. Nifty FMCG tumbled 1%, while Nifty PSU Bank rose 0.25%. The top gainers are Nifty 50, Larsen & Toubro, ONGC, NTPC, State Bank of India and Tata Motors, while the losers were Infosys, Hindustan Unilever Limited, HCL Tech, Wipro and TCS. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.